If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
Hello and welcome to Phoning It In, the Improvised Phoning Show. My name is Dave Coffey. The usual phone lines are open, so get calling. We're going to kick things off with our topic of the week. This week we're talking about dodgy B&Bs. Alice, you had a disturbing stay in a B&B in Galway, is that right?
Yeah. It's kind of hard to describe what happened, so it's like...
Do try though.
Yeah, no, I am.
This is going to put you...
But it is really hard to describe what happened. I don't know. So I was staying in the B&B.
Yeah.
And
whereabouts in Galway was it?
Tuam.
Oh yeah.
And I obviously, you know, I asked for a private room. Yeah. Okay.
Pretty standard,
yeah. I mean, like, you know, some B&Bs, I think you probably share rooms. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. I asked for a private room. That's the fundamental thing here. Okay. And I was asleep and I felt a hand kind of just like on my shoulder.
Mm.
And that was it.
Okay.
Right?
Did you wake up and turn on the light and look around or?
Yeah, I did. And there was no one there.
Okay. Right. Okay.
And so I'm really just wondering, like it genuinely was. So when I turned on the light and looked around, I did see a hand.
Mm.
Right?
Just a hand.
Yeah, just okay. A hand, like on my shoulder. And then it's like, it kind of like, bloop, you know, kind of like scuttled.
Oh, like thing from the Addams Family?
Yeah, but
like
not,
ran
not
off.
Really.
What do you mean?
Like, no, not specifically, no.
Kind of like that.
No, I wouldn't say it was like that,
okay.
Actually. Yeah.
Oh, it was different, fine.
Yeah,
fine.
It was a different thing.
But it was a hand.
It was a full hand.
And it moved using its fingers as like little legs.
Yeah, I don't know what that has to do with anything.
No, I'm just trying to paint a picture.
Yeah, sure.
So you must
but
mean,
it was its own thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was...
like it, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't an episode of the Addams Family.
No,
I get it.
I don't know why we keep talking about the Addams Family.
Okay, I'll drop it, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know
but
why
you must have been very disturbed when you saw that.
Yeah, I was really fucking disturbed. Like, because, you know, everybody wants to, you know, kind of believe that like, oh, spooky things are real. Spooky things. And monsters and whatever. But they're not, right?
Yes.
Like, we all, you know, buy into that conceit when we're kids and, you know, like Santa and magic and whatever the fuck. And, you know, we want to believe magic, but it's not real.
Yeah.
It's not real.
So how do you explain what you saw?
I don't know. That's why I'm calling you.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Like, I'd like somebody to try and explain it to me.
Well, first and foremost, let's chat to the owner of that B&B, Ted.
Mm.
Yeah. Look, absolute nonsense. When I was 12, my mother sat me down and she said, "Ted, the spooky hand that sits on your shoulder and crawls around, it's not real, you know, it's just a story."
So you've seen it too.
So we've all, that's a part of all of us, that's what we all go through growing up.
Well,
so we all remember the moment when our mother sat us down and told us, "Look, sorry,
spooky hand's
not real.
No,
you never saw it.
I've genuinely never seen a spooky hand." I assume, Alice, when you were growing up, this wasn't.
Well, you obviously did in the Addams Family because you're fucking obsessed with that.
I'll just say it. It's similar. It sounds similar.
That is a fictional hand.
Now, in the Addams Family.
In the Addams,
well, yes.
In the Addams Family, the hand is real, but the show is a fiction.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's fake.
But this one. That is in your B&B, you were told by your mother that it wasn't real.
Yeah.
But now Alice has seen it too, which suggests that it is real.
No, she just, so you're not from here, so you were never told by your mother that it's, you know, you never went through the ritual of finding out.
So is this,
that, you
is
know,
this
just like all the other things we're told when we're young. You
like
know?
Santa and Easter
Santa,
Bunny.
Tooth Fairy,
so does this
Easter
only
Bunny,
happen in
lad,
in
you know?
Tuam? Is this specific to Tuam?
Well, I mean, I had assumed until now that it was a worldwide thing. I thought they had it all over the world. You know, I thought every world had its own variation of the spooky hand. I think they have the spooky foot in Australia,
okay.
Which is a bit of a you know bit of a spin in it.
I have never heard of this at all.
I'm
this
shocked.
Is news
okay,
to me.
If So if something like Santa, you know what I mean, brings you presents, right? And like the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy, they all have a function. What did your mother say the function of the spooky hat? Why did it exist in the first place for you to be told that it wasn't real?
To leave the spectral trail of blood across the floor.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
Not a great did present. Gift.
I mean, I thought that was just me. But
You thought you had just bled on the floor?
Yeah, I'm on my period.
Okay,
is that all right.
Yeah, no, that's not a problem. Yeah, that's fair enough. We have another caller on the line who's will hopefully be able to shed some light on things. It is the thing, the hand from the Adam family.
Hello, Dave. How you doing? hello, caller Allison.
Ted.
Well, no, I know Ted's my nephew. He's been covering for me this last while.
What?
In Hollywood... Back in the day, I was—I suppose now they call it cancel culture. Me too, but I was asked to leave. I was hand owner non grata, and I moved to June, where my people are from, the Dershowitzes, and I set up a B&B.
Okay.
You know, really to stay anonymous.
Using the money you'd made from your movies,
from the Addams Family.
Yeah,
I was only ever in the Addams Family, so that actually was me. Creeping around the shoulder.
That's interesting because Alice said it was nothing like that. Very insistent.
I know.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I'm old.
Well, actually,
it
wasn't. That's a fake.
I'm old now.
I have a lot of questions.
So the hand looks elder.
Yeah, well, I firstly want
I also have some questions.
Well, look,
Alice, you go first.
I think I should start
you
here.
You go first, Alice.
He was on me.
Yeah.
He was on. So I want to know why you were cancelled in the first place.
For groping women.
Yeah, okay. So you were in my room at night.
Groping you.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm glad there's an admission of guilt there, I suppose.
Well, your accountability is very important.
I agree, and I would like to apologize.
You went for the shoulder. Which is that like a...
It was dark, and I have no eyes.
I have a very round, bosom-esque shoulder.
That too.
Okay. And Ted, you seem the most confused out of anyone here.
Well, I mean, this has kind of turned my world upside down. I mean, first of all, the spooky hand is real.
Yes.
It's not magic. It's the guy from the Addams Family.
And it's your uncle. And it's your uncle.
Who I'm related to.
And
the guy.
Potentially your boss. I don't know if
questions.
You work in the B&B or not.
I'm going to start with this one. When you played the hand in the Addams Family, were you like under a thing or are you just a hand?
I'm just a hand.
Just a hand.
That's why he doesn't have eyes.
I never thought to ask my uncle why he was about, you know, it must have been a taboo thing.
Well, I didn't want to scare you, so I had your mother lie to you or whenever I would come.
Don't talk to your uncle about how he's just a hand. Say it.
Yes.
But
then your mother told you that he didn't.
I'm confused. You've seen your uncle and you knew it was your uncle?
Yeah, the pennies just dropped. I'm starting to think my mother was covering up for something very bad.
Guys, this is a really informative call. Been lovely chatting to you all.
No, hang on. No, nothing has been... I have been groped. Now I know that it's like it's real and it's a Hollywood actor who was cancelled.
Sure.
I'm gonna do something about this. I'm going to re-cancel you. Like...
Try me.
I will. If you got cancelled before, you're ripe for a cancelling again, buddy.
Are you on like Twitter or anything?
I am at.
Got in there early with that one.
Oh boy!
The at hand again.
Yeah.
Back in 2008.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's one way to go after him on Twitter.
Yeah, I'll probably do that. Yeah.
I just my livelihood does depend on the Airbnb, so if you could maybe. Keep it at just him and not the company as a whole. That would be great, just on behalf of me and my mother.
I mean, are you, yeah, like...
You know.
We haven't named your B&B, so...
Yeah, well, people are going to find out. They're going to Google.
They will. They will.
Look, as long as he's not there, you know what I mean, then we're fine.
I'll always be here. Woo!
Well, hand, looks like you're out of a job.
It's his business, though, isn't it?
Yes. I'm going to burn it down.
That's how it works. We're allowed to take it.
Okay, moving on. We're talking about dodgy B&Bs. William, you and your wife think the B&B you stayed in is some kind of front for criminals. Is that right?
Yes. Two Tills.
Two Tills?
Yeah.
Is that a dead giveaway? I've never heard that before.
First day we went in, and went to pay them out. Actually, it's kind of strange they even had one till to begin with, now that I think about it.
Right.
Now that I really consider how it normally goes down in Airbnb, they don't really they don't really ring up the total and cha-ching. But they did.
Okay.
And it all seemed fine. And then just as we were heading up to the room, like three you know, I don't want to say they were typical Italian-American mobsters, but like, that's what you would describe them as.
Right.
You know, they were like, hey, oh, here's the, and then they winked.
Yeah.
And then the Airbnb owner winked back, took a big envelope and went down underneath the thing, cha-ching, audible second till.
Oh.
Didn't see
it,
heard it.
Right, yeah.
Unless they went down and set it, did a very good impression.
Yeah. Very old-fashioned till now, the old cha-ching.
You know, I guess that must be, maybe it's a theme.
It's part of it. Did these mobsters, did they look like modern-day kind of gangsters? Like, were they wearing, like, tracksuits and...
The modern but stuck in the past kind of gangsters, like doing a, you know, if in the Sopranos they were doing impressions of the Godfathers, these guys were now and doing impressions of the Sopranos, you know, just forever looking back, never looking forward.
Yes.
That kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. And where was this?
B&B? This was in Tomb, actually.
It was in Tomb. Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting, because our last call was also in Tune.
What was the address, though?
We didn't get a name or an address, actually.
Is it on Dublin Road?
Dublin Road?
Yeah.
I don't know, actually. I don't have the address of the previous one. Maybe we can get our previous caller, Alice, back on the line. Alice, was it on Dublin Road?
No.
Oh, okay. No. So it's okay. Different B&B.
Oh, yeah. I had to chill up my spine there. I was getting real.
Did you see anything else suspicious?
They did hand over firearms to these men.
Oh, you saw guns?
Sorry, yeah. I didn't actually finish the story about what they were buying, which was I feel like I've just picked up the word Glock from video games, and that might be wrong.
But they were
four Glocks.
Glocks.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
They're
like handguns, but they're like bigger.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Silver.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice. I want to bring on the owner of this B&B, different B&B from the last one, just to make that clear. Tony Fratelli. Tony. Do you admit to criminal activity going on in your B&B in Tune?
I was a criminal. I'm a businessman, Dave. I'm just a businessman. I run my business.
Yeah.
I pay my taxes. I'm just a regular Galway guy.
Yeah.
I pay my taxes to the government. I don't want no trouble, Dave.
Sure. I appreciate that. How do you account for what William saw, though, with the four Glocks being sold, the second till?
We're a busy place, Dave. We can't be everywhere at once. So sometimes you need a little till going over here, a little till over here.
Yeah, you're busy.
I'm old school, Dave.
Yes.
I don't sell drugs to school. I don't sell drugs to nobody.
Yeah.
Everything's old school in my place. Yeah. You come to my place, it's just like a mama used to make, Dave.
Absolutely.
Papito, the sheepman is here.
Shut up! Who's got that now? Get your pants, I took it in.
Sorry, Papito.
Get to the expense of phoning it in.
I'm just thinking about all the noises we could hear underneath the room throughout the night, and it's starting to make sense now.
Oh,
it was like this, except more muffled.
Okay, yeah. But this, from what Tony is saying, this is just it's a traditional family business. They like the old school tills. Sometimes they get very busy, so they need to ring up to two people at once, and that's all.
And
there is
we have artwork, old family heirloom artwork. It looks like pistols.
Oh yes,
it's not pistols.
They're not real guns.
Hey man, no, Dave, they ain't guns.
They ain't guns.
They
ain't just
ornaments. Ornamental guns.
Just ornaments. Who's that?
Shut up! Yes,
Who's that? Who's that in the background, Tony?
It's Mama.
It's your mother?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who you think it used to make like? It's just like a mama. Dave, keep up. Oh my God, you know, my dealing with over here.
It's funny, in our room, there was a lot of, like, now I'm just thinking, we said about artwork. There was a lot of paintings and sculptures.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the way normally in a hotel room or in an art gallery, they'd kind of be on display.
Mm.
This is more like they were kind of boxed up and just lying around the place, very much in the way, kind of like I guess like a warehouse kind of vibe, you know?
My mama, she an artist, she always wants, and she work a sculptor, she make these little boxes of cigarettes, she make these blocks of heroin, but they look like this, not heroin or cigarette, they just...
It's... Tell them that I like the art!
Shut up, mama, you crack joke! So she paint, she do painting, but the painting look like, man, it's so, you know, she's in her old age. She like to express herself.
Yeah, right? And you don't have room to hang it up everywhere.
No,
so, you
store
store
it in the guest
here
house.
Here and there, whatever.
And if the guest house is a big, massive hangar type building or prefab, why are you asking so many questions, man? Just stay and just don't ask me.
How was your stay in general, William? Like, did you, you know, was the bed comfortable? Was the breakfast nice?
Yeah, I mean, actually, to be honest, this is a bit.
You ate all your scanzonono for breakfast.
I did. I had a great scanzonono.
Like Mama made
a great scanzonono, and we all enjoyed it. And
well, it seems
know,
like you're
it,
a little
now,
bit.
Now that my issues have
ungrateful.
No, I'm just I didn't realize that. What I was seeing wasn't crime.
Yeah.
It was, in fact, just many, many paintings and sculptures of what appeared to be crime.
Exactly.
A lot of people, Dave, have this problem. You know, in Ireland, I find people, they can't open their mind.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're not used to a different way of life other than what they've seen here in Ireland in their narrow little lives.
Exactly.
Somebody
it's
like
a
you.
Culture. It's a beautiful culture.
Absolutely,
man. Shut up, you stupid American!
She's right though, Tony. It's a
she is right.
It's
yes,
a beautiful it's, culture.
She's right.
And you know it should be celebrated. What brought you to Tuam in the first place?
I'm from Tuam all my life. This Italian American, I don't know what he's talking about, baby. He's a doggy's bugger guy. I'm from Tuam.
Are you from Tuam?
I'm a classic Tuam guy. I like the GAA.
Yeah.
I like the saw. The doctores, the so doctores.
Yeah.
I like good old Spangiano, Kiskafungiano every day for breakfast.
Because I like a mama make.
Yes. I love you, mama.
Okay, so.
I love you, bambino.
Some of this stuff does sound kind of Italian, though.
Ah, Dave, there's a lot of crossover between Ireland and the old country. Being in Italy, not my old country. My old country's right here.
It's an old a lot of country.
I wish I was on that in my Savanatino. Resarogino. Che scafula mangiano.
Beautiful.
Shut up!
Okay, beautiful. Well, listen, William, would you think you'd ever go back and stay again now that you know?
I'd go again. I think I'd enjoy it more now that I have the full context for everything that's going
on.
Yeah.
It's easy mistake.
I think that's what I needed. I think, actually, just if I could give one note.
Yeah.
Maybe just put up a sign at the front that just says all that.
No signs. No sign. No paper trails.
What about a painting of a sign?
You got it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, brilliant.
Happy out.
Guys, thanks so much for calling in. I'm going to move on to some other calls now. Moira, your local convenience store is no longer very convenient. Why is that?
My local convenience store is no longer convenient, and here's why. I'm going to give you a very handy list.
Okay, go for it.
One, no milk. Two, people on bikes. Three.
Wait, people on bikes in the shop?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three, I like when things are the way I like them.
Yeah, that's a fair complaint to have. I guess that sort of ties in with everything else on the list, though.
Four,
you know? Yeah.
Dogs.
What about
roving dogs?
In the store again.
In the store.
Yeah, it sounds a bit very busy.
No ham.
No ham, yeah. No milk and no ham, yeah.
And these are the things that I like in my life. And it's gone to the dogs.
Literally.
Literally, and yeah. The bikes.
Yeah. Is that it then? That's the list? Is that the list?
No.
Oh.
There's more.
Okay.
What number was I on?
I think you're on 5.
Great.
This is number 6, actually.
6. Yep.
So did
I... Do you want me to read it back?
Hmm?
Do you want me to read it back?
Who are you?
I'm your producer.
Oh, sorry, Graham.
Yeah, you normally edit me out, Dave. Yes, but just, yeah. This is just for when somebody makes a detailed list, yeah, and you forget it.
Yeah.
I like to take it down and read it back to you.
No, it's fine,
so
Graham.
You can look smarter than you are.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Milk.
No
milk.
I've got
bikes, open bracket, people. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, people on bikes, yeah, not just bikes. Things the way you like them. Dogs roaming around the street. Yeah. No ham.
Not in the street, in the shop.
Sorry.
Yeah,
street.
I've got this, Graham. Don't worry about it. We'll continue.
You only have it because of me, Dave.
Yeah, but I'm going to
have it because I'm in
your
ear.
I'm making more work for me, Graham.
I'm making more work for me when I edit this out.
I have to edit it.
I'm your producer. I do the editing.
Well, yeah, I wish.
All right, I'm out.
Okay.
What number were we on?
6, according to Graham. I have 5, but we'll say 6.
So am I on? Wait, no. Okay, this is number 6.
I think ham was the last one. Everything is green.
Everything is green. It might also be because I hit my head. 7. I hit my head.
Well, I don't know if you can blame that on the...
I hit it in the shop.
Okay. And was that because everything was green? Or was
no,
everything only
everything
green after?
Green after.
Okay.
I haven't been able to leave the shop since I hit my head in it.
Right. Okay.
I live in the shop now. That's number 8. I live in the
shop.
Well,
that seems like it would be convenient.
No, because of all the other things I
like. Oh, yeah. Especially the you like to have things the way you like to have them.
Exactly. Yeah. 9.
Okay.
There's only 10, don't worry.
All right, no worries.
9. Where am I?
Yeah. That's confusing.
Number 10. My name is... Sorry, what was my name?
Moira.
Moira. That's all of them.
What was 10? What's your name?
My name is Moira.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen.
We can deal with those 10 things, that would be great.
Some of these are very reasonable, you know, issues that you have. No ham, no milk. They're two, like, very important staples for a convenience store, I think, to supply.
And a home. Because I live here.
And you live there, yeah.
Addressing point number.
I didn't actually take
7.
Note. Graham, do you know what? No, you can speak, Graham. It's okay.
9. It's not normally.
All right.
Thank you.
But the dogs and the bikes are also a big concern. Like, why is there so many dogs? Why
I
is
don't
there so
know.
Many bikes?
The shop is very big.
Right.
And it seems to just have been rogues and bandits roaming around. And especially in the nighttime, they seem to just come in.
Oh, they don't close at nighttime?
No, it's 24-hour shop.
Okay, right.
And they come in and they ride their bikes. They don't seem to care about the fact that I'm there. Mm. And I'm very old. And I hit my head and I live here. And my name is... What
Moira.
Was my name?
Moira.
Moira.
Moira, how long have you been in the shop?
About a week.
Right, okay.
I'm just think maybe
Graham,
there's no
just
ham and milk
Graham,
because
maybe
I've
we should
eaten
call,
and drank
if we should call the police or something, because this woman is very clearly bothered.
Do you mind if I speak to... I know I'm normally not allowed to...
No, yeah,
to
go ahead. I we can't use this.
Do you mind?
This is nonsense.
That's grand. Are you in the shop alone?
No, it's a shop, so people come in and out.
But can they hear you making this call right
yes.
now?
Yes.
Are they ignoring it or are they...
Well, I've been here for a week.
Yeah.
So... They've kind of just let me do what I do.
They just accepted it.
Yes.
Have you tried calling, like, you've got a phone, obviously. Have you tried calling, like, the police or something?
What are the police going to do?
An ambulance. I don't know.
Why do I need an ambulance?
You've been hit on the head. Everything's green. That's not good, Moira.
Are you going to help me or not? I called this.
Yeah, well, we're trying
looks,
to help
looks
you.
Looks like we've got another call to the police on our hands,
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah, yeah. We can call, if you can tell us where the address...
Is there not somebody else in the shop that can come on this call and offer some...
Well, I don't know. Is there anyone there?
I tell you what, just throw the phone.
Yeah, throw the phone away.
Okay, hang on.
Now, make sure to aim because you won't be able to pull it back in after you throw it. So,
why do you assume that?
I told you hit your head.
This isn't a cordless phone.
Can you walk around the shop?
But it's not a cordless phone.
phone. If I threw it, I could just reel it back in with the cord.
With the cord.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, great. I'm going to throw it.
Okay.
And we'll just see who it lands on, okay?
Okay.
5, 4, 10.
No, we don't need a countdown. Just throws.
2. Color.
Oh, God. I don't know if we're going to get any further with this
guy. 1.
Okay.
Oh, what the fuck?
Hello. Is this a shop?
Is this a man in a shop?
I'm in a shop, yeah. I'm just here to collect my mother.
Is she an elderly woman who might have hit
Nora,
her head?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, she's been wandering in the shop for a week now.
Yeah. Why have you left her there for a week?
She's hard work day.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we just had her on the phone there. Yeah.
So you're kind of like, we knew where she was, but we didn't know where she was. You know, like,
She was off your hands for a week, so you probably had a bit more time to yourself.
Exactly. I think a load of cans of sweet corn or peas or something fell over on top of her, so they covered her up, so people didn't actually find her till 3 days ago.
Oh,
and then we got the call and it's like, "Will you come and get her?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah." You know, then life catches up with you, Dave.
Life gets in the way.
I'm only coming in now.
Yeah,
to get her.
Well, I'm glad you're there because she's very confused.
She is. Yeah. She's on a lot of mescaline, Dave.
Okay, what's that for?
To numb her feelings. She's had a hard life. God love her. But she's a burden, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But she's my burden, I suppose.
Okay, you know? Well, listen, I'm glad you've found her, she found you. Mm-hmm. Moira, we're going to say goodbye now.
Let me reel the phone back in.
Jesus, man.
Your son is there for you now.
She's still reeling
she's
the
taking
phone.
She's taking a while
now.
There.
Yeah, she's...
Yeah, we're going to have to let you go.
Hello?
Oh, Moira, yeah, your son is there to pick you up now. He's going to take you home.
What?
Your son is going to take you home.
What's this show about at all? What do you even do for people?
We just helped
That's
you.
Not my
it
son.
Is your son. It
That's
is.
Not
just
my
go
son.
With him. Just just get
my,
in the car
That's
with him.
Not my son.
It is your
get
son.
Get in the car.
Just my get in the car with him.
Paul Mescal.
Enjoy your milk and ham.
Paul Mescal is not. Anyway, okay, listen. We're going to have to let Moira go. Thanks so much, Moira, for phoning in. As I'm sure you know by now, Phoning It In is just one of the many excellent podcasts on the Headstuff Podcast Network. Here's a little teaser for another one you should definitely check out.
The award-winning Spice Bags podcast is back with season 4. You can expect the same mix of staple chats with me, Dee Laffin,
Blanca Valencia,
and Mae Chin,
and deep dives into countries' cuisines, conversations with people from the international community of food in Ireland. Look forward to listening to episodes about shopping, about cakes, Argentina, Nigeria, plus an episode to celebrate the launch of our cookbook, Blastabooks Soup. So tune in to us wherever you access your podcasts or Headstuff Podcast.
Hello, do you want to support this podcast? If so, please tell some friends about it or post about it on social media. If you can afford it, you can also support the show financially through Headstuff Plus. For a small monthly fee, you'll get access to a heap of bonus content from every single show on the Headstuff Network. That includes new bonus episodes of this show, which are released every other week. So please head on over to Headstuff Plus and sign up today. My special guest today goes by the name Warlock, and he's Ireland's premier pickup artist and dating coach. Warlock, should I call you Warlock? It seems a bit silly.
You can call me anything you want, baby.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're chatting me up.
I am, but not in a gay way, in more of an explanatorial way.
Yes.
I'm showing you some of the techniques that I, as Warlock, use to seduce women, and it's always women, Dave, never men, even though I totally... could.
Yeah, somehow I kind of knew that was
a
straight come on.
What are you talking about, hot hips?
That's it, exactly, yeah.
Yes.
There's nothing gay about that at all.
There's nothing gay about me, Dave, as you'll find out over the course of this interview.
Which you've
probably already assumed.
How did you become Ireland's premier pickup artist?
There's a load of rumours going around about me being gay, Dave, and I wanted to combat them because I live in a very toxically masculine society.
Right.
So I channeled all that into picking up as many women as I could.
Right. And how are you doing? What are the...
I'm Ireland's premier pickup artist, Dave.
Yeah, yeah. But like, we're talking numbers.
Numbers, yeah.
What numbers?
In the dozens.
In the dozens. Okay, yeah, that's, I mean, that's, yeah, that's okay.
It's better than you, I'd say.
It's definitely better than me, yeah, 100%.
Look at the stadia.
Well, look at this. Let's take a look at you for a second here. You're wearing, you've got your hair in a kind of a floppy mohawk.
It's stylish. It's trendy. It's up to date.
It's it's luminous yellow.
It's the colour of love, Dave. Yellow.
You're wearing one smiley face contact lens. What is all this?
It's my winking eye.
You're missing two of your front teeth.
That was nothing to do with the, this. Is, that was a, I walked into a fridge.
Right. Yeah.
I wish you wouldn't draw attention to me.
Okay. But why the crazy appearance?
It's called peacocking, Dave.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever, there's this mythical beast called a peacock.
Yeah.
That was rumored to once exist, but I don't believe it to be actually have ever existed.
No,
but
peacocks are, they still exist.
Okay, Dave, that's cute. in Hogwarts, is it?
No.
And, they,
you can go and see them in like
in
zoos
Hogwarts, is it?
And people's gardens.
In Hogwarts, maybe. And they attract their mates by doing outlandish things like shaving their feathers into a mohawk and dyeing the feathers luminous yellow.
Right. And what? And so the giant baby onesie you're wearing, the pink baby onesie that says
it's to
I'm a little baby on it.
It's to unlock the maternal instinct in the woman.
Okay, right. And that works, does it?
Let's just say I got some bitches lactating with this on when I'm wearing this, Dave, if you know what I mean. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I know what I mean.
How did you learn the craft?
How did I learn the craft? Well, I basically am self-taught, like everything that I can do. I'm self-taught, you know, cooking, driving. I did all by myself. So, and this is no different. So
okay.
What I thought was, if I wanted to be seduced by a man, which I don't, as made perfectly clear,
yeah.
What would I like?
Right.
So I took that and flipped it on its head.
Right. Why not a woman, though?
Because I put myself in the woman's shoes, Dave.
Oh,
not
I get
literally.
You. Yeah.
But in this case, literally.
Yeah. Okay. So you imagined yourself as a woman.
Mm-hmm. And what I would like a man to say to me to make me want to.
And what kind of things did you imagine?
Hey there, hot lips.
Yeah.
Hey there, sexy face.
Sexy face.
You've got lovely skin.
Yeah.
Which it'd look better on my bedroom floor.
And these work. These lines work.
The numbers speak for themselves, Dave.
Yeah,
I mean, dozens
for how long have you been at this, though?
I've been at this, when did those unsubstantiated rumors come out about me? 15 years, I'd say.
Because I've heard that there are pickup artists in America say that, like, they've been with thousands of women.
America. Dave. America. You're on your Hogwarts shit again, man. America doesn't exist.
Of course America exists. What are you talking about?
Okay, that's cute. But no, this is, I am definitely, like, as pickup artists go, I'm the best in the biz.
Okay, well, I want to bring on one of your proteges, Gamble. You studied under Warlock?
Yeah.
And have you had much success with his techniques?
What do you quantify as much?
Well, I mean, he's saying dozens.
Think more in the thousands.
Right. See, this is what I was expecting, Warlock. Gamble seems to have, kind of outdone you already.
That's up for debate. You know, it's all subjective, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's
no, it's real.
It's numbers.
It's real.
Like,
subjective. Numbers can be finessed, Dave.
Well, have you finessed those numbers?
I found that I took some of his basic principles, you know what I mean? And then I kind of just did the opposite of a lot of stuff he told me.
Like what?
You know the way he doesn't seem to like believe in things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things that exist, clearly,
yeah,
like America
yeah.
and Peacock.
So I think he's essentially not well.
Yeah, I'm getting that sense.
Yeah,
I'm just taking a look at him.
So I took basically what he told me to do, and I did the literal complete opposite for all of those things, and it has proven incredible results.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Okay, answer me this, Dave.
Yep.
if I am so bad at what, how come you invited me on and not Gamble? How come I'm the one that's known as Ireland's premier pickup artist? Answer me that, Dave.
Well, that kind of, again, falls on my producer, Graham, who isn't the best at his job, I'll be honest. Graham, I know you're listening to this and I apologise, but you probably should have gotten Gamble into the studio and we got out Warlock on the phone.
Yeah, well, I don't. I don't flaunt myself as, like, you know, the world's greatest pickup artist because I don't need to, you know.
And
like,
also, I'd imagine it. Women find that a massive turn off.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'll even cop to that too.
Okay, well, look, I'm going to put you both to the test. We've got another caller on the line, Aaron. You've already got a silly name, but you were given that at birth.
Sauron without the S.
Aaron without the S.
Sauron.
Yes. Sauron, yes.
Yeah.
Now, you're 32 and you've never kissed a woman. That's hilarious.
No thanks to Warlock.
Oh, wait, so you've been already following his methods?
Yeah, I went to see him in the O2 2 months ago. And
it's three arena now, but...
No, he's talking... There's an old O2 shop that I run courses at the back of in the stock room.
Yeah, I will say that... felt a bit misled there.
Yeah.
You know, I'd previously seen several of my heroes do big talks in the Three Arena.
Yeah.
And when he said the O2, I thought it was his mistake, not mine.
Yeah.
And it did turn out it was just them.
A phone shop.
Which actually the shops are also not called that anymore. So
it's twice as confusing.
It was well closed down.
Yeah.
But I just, found it when he rang
just
me.
Just as an aside, does O2 still exist as a phone network?
No,
it's gone, is it?
I believe it's three now.
Three, yeah, they merged and, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
That's just a fact.
That's important.
Yeah, that's just a thing that happened.
Right, so you went to an O2 phone shop, the stock room, and you had a consultation, or was it like a workshop?
It was a workshop, Dave. Yeah, yeah. I
gathered my... many young men at it?
Oh, there was. Oh, in the... dozens, Dave. In the dozens. There was 11.
Well, that's less than a dozen.
Yeah, but if you round it up...
Yeah.
It's a dozen.
You could round up six and call it a dozen.
Okay, there was six, Dave. What do you want from me? Including me, there was five there. There was five lads.
There was 11 in the WhatsApp group that he set up.
Oh, okay.
With all of us in it afterwards. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say that 9 of those weren't there on the day.
Okay.
And they all had the very strange phone numbers.
Right. So, who were they? Were like
just lads in Bangladesh that I just rented for the day.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I figured out what's going on with him is that obviously we've all gathered at this stage that he's clearly a homosexual man. And yeah. He's incredibly homophobic towards his own sexuality.
Yeah.
And what he seems to do is gather these pods of men who he clearly wants to fuck and, like, try and keep them off the market for other women so that he can solely just try and fuck them.
Right, so he ruins their chances of ever being with a woman so that gradually, over time, they become more and more kind of desperate and he hopes to kind of...
Yeah,
them.
And look, that's not to say gay men... are just gay because they're desperate and they can't get women. I don't think that's the statement.
No, I don't. I don't think what he's doing is working off any kind of logical,
sensible plan.
He's just.
No, he told
very...
me that when he was a child, he never got a Hogwarts letter, and that has ruined his life.
Right. Okay.
Why didn't they pick me, Dave?
It's not real.
I had an owl and I caught one now. I caught an owl in a shoebox, Dave.
That's why he calls himself Warlock.
You've gotten it mixed up because Harry Potter, that's fake. America is real.
America's not real.
Thank you, Aaron.
I'll give you,
give me that, yeah.
You made my life a living hell, but America's not real.
Well, how did you make your life a living hell?
I followed his advice.
Oh, right, yeah. So you still haven't kissed a woman?
I'm banned from every Super Queen in the Southeast.
Really?
Yeah.
That's where he tells you to go, huh?
Yeah. That's where they are, apparently.
Right.
You can strut your stuff down the aisles up to the deli. They've the best delis going.
Yeah.
Those posh super value delis.
Super Quinn.
Super Quinn Delis.
Yeah.
Oh, I told you to go to Super Value, Aaron. That's your mistake.
Oh.
No wonder you... that's not on me, Dave.
Yeah.
That's not on me.
Yeah.
God, we're really mixing up our franchises and what they've changed to on this call.
So, Super Value, you say, is a good spot to pick up women.
The best.
Now, as someone who's actually got experience, gamble, is it?
Well, you can pick up women anywhere, Dave.
Okay, so not it's not bad advice then.
No, but that's just like you can pick up women. You can pick up women at your sister's funeral.
So Super Value isn't a good place,
which I've done.
Yeah, but Super Value isn't really a good place to go.
No, it's the same as anywhere. If you're good at what you do, Dave, if you're good at what you do, then you can pick up women anywhere.
Okay, but say I was coming to advice for you.
Oh, you can.
You can't.
Sorry.
Well, let's do it for Aaron. Aaron wants to meet someone.
Yeah.
Where should he go?
Anywhere. Name a place.
No, well, I'm asking.
It can't be a Super Quinn.
That's the opposite of what
I'm saying.
Has
your sister died?
Can we say a Super Max?
Okay, let's say, for example, a Super Max.
Right, so is that a good place to pick up women?
You're not hearing what I'm saying,
Gavin. I'm asking
everywhere
for a
is
location.
A good place to pick up
okay,
women.
Fine, forget about it. Okay.
No, come on. Let's play out the scenario.
Okay,
here.
He's
he
going
goes
into
to
Supermax.
A Supermax.
Right, what does
he
do?
He goes up to a woman and he goes, "Hey, hot lips."
Hey,
that's your technique.
Hey, hot lips.
Yeah.
What you got cooking? Is that chicken in your oven? And then...
Oh, that's a bit more involved than what you said.
I didn't get that for days.
Then you spit on your hand and slick back your hair and you go, you're going home with me tonight.
Do one better. Big gob of phlegm.
Where?
And in your hand and then run through your hair and then on your face.
He didn't say hair. He said all this, but he didn't say hair. He said,
you're nitpicking now, Aaron.
He said somewhere
big
else.
Dry shite.
Is that... Have you any other suggestions in that scenario?
Yeah,
that
you
would
show
work
them
better?
You're a daredevil.
Oh, show them you're a daredevil. How do you do that?
Reach over. If you're in Supermax, reach over. Get the chip pan.
Yeah.
Drink the oil.
Drink the oil, the boiling hot oil.
Oh, but blown it first.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like I know the whole point is
did
to
you
prove.
Say, but blow him first.
Blow on it first.
Blow on the oil first, which it turns out, Ed, actually doesn't help very much at all.
No.
That oil
Wait,
was.
Have you already was, done this? Was,
I told he ruined my life.
Oh, okay, so this scenario was already played out in your class.
It's my only technique.
Really, I've got maybe 2 days.
Of
doctor said I can like get by on like an IV, but like I can't eat.
You can't eat.
My stomach is gone.
Right, right. So sorry, when you say you've got two
days,
Aaron, you mean
for a woman
to
like
live.
You.
Yeah,
boys.
Before I literally die.
You literally die, and you
because
just,
I cannot absorb
just to
food anymore.
Just to be clear, you have still never kissed a woman, is that right?
Well, that is on top of the bucket list, all right. But
surely you can guilt a nurse in to do it.
Here's how you get.
Is that aimed at me? I don't.
Here's
know
how you
get.
Here's how you pick up women in a hospital.
Okay, let's hear, Campbell.
Your nurse comes in and you go, "How many people have you seen die today?" And you wait for the answer.
Okay, let's say it's two.
And then you say, "It'll be three if you don't kiss me." Women are very empathetic.
Not in my experience.
Do you think it might work if you were genuinely dying? Like me? Like it wasn't like a...
See, that's what I thought you were saying.
You know,
that if
like
you don't kiss me, I'll die. Because he is literally
truth,
dying.
Rather than like a con.
Yeah, whatever. Like just... Yeah. It just works if you say, "I'm going to die if you don't kiss me." So do that.
All right.
Okay, great advice. Have you any other advice for Aaron? Now he's in hospital, like obviously, yeah, nurses, what else could he do? There's no chip pans around, so.
Really sick, other really sick people?
Around, yeah.
You could try them. Apparently nursing home, Dave, they're very horny. Because
he's not in a nursing home.
I know. Go to a nursing home. Break out of the hospital.
He's
dying.
In palliative care.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry. This is. I just feel like I should tell you this. This is Aaron's doctor.
Oh.
He's actually not able to speak. He fried his vocal cords along with his stomach. So I've been dictating everything that
Oh,
that
sorry.
What
you're
a twist.
You're not Aaron.
No. Well, he was blinking at me, but everything I've said on the
he was doing this through blinking
words. Yes, but he's sadly just become unresponsive, so I'm afraid He's,
what does that mean,
kiss
doctor?
Kiss him.
Kiss your life, doctor.
Kiss him.
He's not going to hear.
Kiss him, doctor.
I mean, kiss him, doctor. There's a faint pulse, but do you think?
Kiss him, doctor.
Try it.
Do you think if I... Kiss him, doctor.
Do it.
Kiss him now.
Getting, the closer
him.
I get, the faster
the kiss.
His pulse
I want to hear the kiss.
It goes, all right. I'll bring the phone right down so you can hear it.
Did anything happen?
Flatline.
Go right of time. That's a real note to end on. I want to thank all my callers today, but I especially want to thank Hannah Mamelis, Peter McGann, and Stephen Colfer. Folks, do you have anything you want to plug?
We have a Dream Gun London show.
We do on November 11th in 21 Soho.
Yeah.
And in Ireland, we also have the Dream Gun Film Reads Christmas Run, which is happening the Wednesday to Friday before Christmas in Smock Alley Theatre. It's a bunch of Christmas movies. Die Hard, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and the other one that sells a load of tickets. Star Wars.
Yay.
That's the one.
Brilliant. Oh, that's so cool. Pete?
First of all, I'd like to say happy birthday to my brother, Mark, who's going to turn 30 today.
Yay!
But on when this
we understand, so, Peter.
And
what?
It's not live. And then I'm doing, myself and Shane Daniel Byrne are doing a Christmas comedy night in the Liberty Hall on 3rd of December.
Amazing. What can we expect?
You can expect the likes of Emma Doran.
Oh.
Cillian Sandilman. Ryan Carrick.
Wow.
Aine Gallagher. John Spillane. I'll remember some others. there's a great.
That's a stacked lineup. Thanks, guys. Thank you to the Heads of Podcast Network for having us and to Bobby Ahern for our theme music. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening.
If you're in a quandary, you've got dirty laundry, then you should be phoning it in.
Got pretty unhinged.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.